Let's talk to Nick Economou. Nick is a senior lecturer in politics at the School of Political and Social Inquiry at Monash University, a regular contributor to this program. Hello, Nick.
G'day, Lindy.
Come on, say you saw this coming.
No, I didn't. And in fact, I was on PM earlier this evening and I was asked by the journalist, you know, I should learn my lesson by now. What did I think would happen? And I took a rational approach. I said, look, you know, really the Liberal Party, or especially the Parliamentary Liberal Party, has got a lot that they owe to Mr. Bailey. He actually helped them win, or he led them to an election victory that very few commentators thought he would win, and basically brought them back from the political wilderness to the point where they were able to form a government, albeit with a narrow majority. And really what I thought would happen is that in the face of the reality that voters really don't like this sort of stuff, as we can see from the way the national electorate is responding to the way in which the federal Labor government has behaved since 2010, or perhaps a little bit before then, that there would be some rational thought amongst the Liberal Party room, and they'd say, look, we'll get behind you, Mr. Bailey, even if it's just in the short term, and we'll come back to this leadership issue later. But I got that very badly wrong, and to my absolute surprise, I'm surprised by two things. I'm surprised, firstly, that he has gone, and I'm not sure what the circumstances were, whether he resigned or whether he was pushed by his colleagues. And the second thing is I'm astounded that Dennis Napthine has appeared as the alternative premier, because if this was all about a factional push, then one would have thought that someone other than Dr. Napthine would have ended up as premier.
So what's your theory on why they've gone that path? I mean, it's a very bland path, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, Dennis Napthine had a period as a opposition leader. I don't think he led the Liberal opposition to the 2002 election. My vague recollection is that at the last moment he was rolled and Robert Doyle took over as leader, and it was Doyle who actually lost, but I may be wrong on that. So, there's something fundamentally wrong with the Victorian Liberal Party. There's one view around that perhaps that party was not really ready to be in a position to be in government, and they were rather surprised at the outcome of the last state election, that they've been behaving like that ever since. The polls have been reflecting that, and one of the things we do know about modern politics is if your opinion polls are down and they stay down, then the parliamentary leader's in a lot of trouble.
Does Tony Nutt stay as Chief of Staff?
Well, I'm not sure about that, because I'm not really at all sure what the political dynamics are within the Liberal Party. There are clearly very, very serious tensions at work, and there are lots of antipathies at work, and I would imagine, though, that there might be a case for Mr. Nutt moving on, mainly because of the embarrassment that he's facing because of the release of the tapes of his private conversation with Tristan Weston.
What happens to... Wasn't the Premier meant to be going to India tomorrow? Or there was some major trip that was planned, I seem to remember?
Right. Well, presumably that's off now.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, there will be a session of the Legislative Assembly. I think the Parliament's actually still sitting, so tomorrow's going to be a very, very interesting day. We've still got the issue of Mr. Shaw, the erstwhile member for Frankston. Now that Mr. Bailey has gone, does Mr. Shaw come back to the Liberal Party? Is he going to carry out his threat to be a crossbench MP? And, of course, the Labor Party have got a by-election coming up. They've got to worry about that. So everything's up in the air a little bit, but I doubt if anybody will be going to India tomorrow.
Tell me, too, what you think, what sort of a leader Napthine will be, and because there's a lot of unresolved issues in this state. I mean, people have been texting me all night pretty much going, teachers. Can we expect any developments as a result of this? Is he just sort of a temporary measure?
Well, who knows? All the rumours were that the leadership was going to pass to Matthew Guy, the planning minister, and there was one rumour sweeping the town that somebody had gone to the Solicitor General to get advice on whether or not a premier could be in the upper house. And of course, the answer to that is, of course, that's possible. Parties don't like doing that, but there's no constitutional barrier to that. Dr. Napthine, when he took over the leadership of the Liberal Party in the aftermath of the Kent period, actually did a terrific job. He's a very nice guy, and he did a good job of holding the Liberal Party together in the aftermath of that rather unexpected defeat, as you may recall. He's been in Parliament for a very long time. He represents a pretty safe rural regional seat. Presumably, with his rural regional background, he'll be in a position to deal well with the National Party, because they're an important player in all of this as well. The National Party holds the balance of power in the two houses of Parliament, and Peter Ryan is a very, very dynamic player in the Bayou-led coalition government. Now, the question now arises, you know, Tony Nutt's future is a bit doubtful. One wonders also what's going to happen to Peter Ryan, because I think that Peter Ryan was one of Ted Bailey's really big problems. It had been Ryan had been running a very hard line on this law and order stuff. He was the one who got himself implicated or involved in the police association fight against Simon Overland. Tristan Weston was in Ryan's staff, and the OPI investigation cast doubt over Mr. Ryan's recollection of events. So he's in a very difficult position politically, but that's in terms of how he's perceived in the electorate. Remember, we don't have an election until scheduled until 2014, so they've got 2 years to try and get this all sorted out. I'm interested to see what happens to Tony Nutt. I'm very interested to see what happens to Peter Ryan. I'm not sure what will happen.
I love it when you say that. I love it.
Well, I think I'm giving up making predictions on the leaders in the government at the moment, because everybody behaves, in my view, irrationally.
Well,
they've obviously forgotten the great Australian maxim that Bob Hawke once outlined, and that is that disunity is death in Australian politics. I don't think anything that's happened today is going to improve the standing of the government in the opinion polls.
No, I think you're right. For once, no, I do think you're right. Thank you very much, Nick. Good to talk to you. No doubt there's more to come.
My pleasure.
Nick Economist. Senior.
Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Indeed. Senior lecturer in politics at the School of Political and Social Inquiry at Monash University.